This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Two petitions calling for drag queen story time to be banned have been lodged on the Brisbane City Council website, while a third supporting its continuation has also been lodged. Wendy Francis, Queensland Director of the Australian Christian Lobby, lodged a petition titled "Adult Entertainment is Not Suitable for Children," in which she claims that the sexual nature of drag queens is inappropriate for children. Another petition lodged by Peter Hayden demands a list of actions including the banning of all LGBTIQ events, literature and materials from Brisbane libraries, while a third petition, started by the publisher of LGBTIQ news outlet Q News, calls for the council to keep running drag queen story time. Amnesty International has created a petition on their website demanding that the proposed Religious Freedom Bill be made null and void. The petition, addressed to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, asks that the government draft a Human Rights Act that protects all people equally. In their preamble, Amnesty International wrote, "The Religious Freedom Bill will only end up pitting different rights and people against each other. It must be scrapped immediately." Disgraced Wallabies star Israel Folau broke down in tears while speaking in a Sydney church months after he linked the bushfire crisis to gay marriage and abortion. Folau repeatedly wiped away tears with a tissue as he discussed the impact of the fires while addressing the Truth of Jesus Christ Church, the same church where he previously told worshippers bushfires were God's punishment for legalising same-sex unions. In the video shared on the Truth of Jesus Christ Church Facebook page, Folau questioned why it took the bushfire crisis to ravage the nation for Australians to finally turn to God. Tasmanian LGBTIQ community advocates have praised Will Hodgman, saying they hope the outgoing Premier's successor will also support LGBTIQ equality and inclusion. After almost two decades in politics, the Liberal Premier of Tasmania made the surprise announcement that he would be stepping away from his role. Equality Tasmania have thanked Hodgman, who gave his party a conscious vote on a number of LGBTIQ issues, including same-sex parenting laws, which he voted for, and was a strong supporter of marriage equality. Dutch beauty YouTuber and makeup artist Nikki Tutorials has come out as a transgender woman in a video posted to her 12 million plus YouTube subscribers. The YouTube star is one of the most popular and prolific beauty YouTubers in the world and became well known online for her power of makeup videos. She has worked with celebrities like Jessie J and Lady Gaga during her 11-year-long career, which began at age 14. The 25-year-old Netherlands-based beauty guru shared her transition story in a video titled "I'm Coming Out." In the 17-minute video, Nikki described her coming out process from awareness to full acceptance. Indonesia's Human Rights Commission has condemned plans to launch raids on the LGBTIQ community in Jakarta after a local man was convicted in the UK of assaulting 48 men. Indonesian student Reinhard Sinaga was convicted of 137 counts of rape against men whom he had drugged. The prosecutor described him as the most prolific rapist in British legal history. Sinaga was given a life sentence with a minimum term of 30 years in January. A statement posted to Jakarta's official website last week revealed plans to enlist public order officers to raid the residences of members of the LGBTIQ community. As the 2020 Australian Open gets underway, Tennis Australia has confirmed plans to recognise rather than celebrate the 50th anniversary of Margaret Court's record-making Grand Slam sweep. In 1970, Court won all four major titles: Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon and US Open. The stunning achievement was just one highlight in a career that has defined Court as one of the greatest players of all time. However, Court's persistent slurs against the LGBTIQ community have marred her reputation and drawn condemnation from Tennis Australia. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.